Thanks for joining us. I'm Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. 72 people have been killed in riots and looting in South Africa, police said Tuesday, amid protests over the jailing of former President Jacob Zuma. Violence erupted last week when former President Zuma began serving a 15-month jail sentence for contempt of court. In the country's worst unrest in years, looters vandalized shopping malls, other retail outlets, and businesses in the province of Gauteng, which includes the country's largest city of Johannesburg. Security forces seemed unable to prevent the looting and attacks, which also occurred in Zuma's home province, KwaZulu-Natal, and in the township of Soweto. But protesters have also taken to the streets to denounce economic hardship, which has increased during the pandemic over the past year. The increased death toll comes as South Africa announced it would deploy thousands of troops to reinforce overwhelmed police officers in two states. Police said Tuesday that most of the deaths were the result of stampedes around incidents of looting. Over 1,000 people have been arrested since demonstrations began last week. In his address to the nation Monday night, President Cyril Ramaphosa denounced the violence and looting and urged calm. An official with the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration has told VOA that one of the suspects implicated in the assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse was a DEA informant. The official confirmed the information in an email to VOA. The official said that following the assassination of the president, the suspect reached out to his contacts at the DEA and was urged to surrender to local authorities. That person also provided information that assisted in the arrest of one other person. Moïse was shot to death at his private residence in Port-au-Prince in the early morning hours of July 7th. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Council passed a resolution Tuesday calling for the swift pullout of Eritrean troops from Ethiopia's embattled northern Tigray region. The eight-month war between Ethiopia's federal forces and Tigray's former ruling party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, has killed thousands of people. Some 2 million others have been forced to flee their homes, and about 400,000 are now facing the possibility of famine. The council said Eritrean troops were exacerbating the conflict. Fighting continued Tuesday with the TPLF's capture of Alamata, the main town in southern Tigray, according to AFP. The town's reported capture came 2 weeks after the federal government declared a unilateral ceasefire following rebel advances. Eritrea voted against the UN resolution to immediately withdraw its troops from the region. Eritrean withdrawal is also a key TPLF demand in ceasefire negotiations. Fighting between the Ethiopian government and the TPLF broke out in November. Troops from Eritrea, Ethiopia's neighbor to the north, and Amhara, a neighboring region to the south of Tigray, also entered the conflict in support of the Ethiopian government. More than 50 Democrat members of the Texas legislature have defied calls for their arrest on Tuesday, a day after fleeing Texas to thwart efforts to pass voting restrictions. They said they would stay in Washington, D.C. to push for federal voting reform. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, a Republican, has vowed to arrest the lawmakers who left the state on Monday. Their departure denied the state legislature the quorum required to approve voting limits and other measures on the agenda. Abbott called the special session of the legislature specifically to get the voting restrictions passed. He vowed to continue calling for special sessions, quote, all the way up to election next year to get the voting bill passed. While the current 30-day session must end August 7th, there is no limit to how many special sessions a governor can call. Texas is among several Republican-led states pursuing new voting restrictions in the name of enhancing election security. Former President Donald Trump has claimed falsely that the presidential election last November was stolen from him through widespread fraud. And the U.S. State Department strengthened its warnings to businesses about growing risks of supply chain and investment links to China's Xinjiang region on Tuesday, citing forced labor and human rights abuses there. In a statement, the State Department said investments connected to Xinjiang run a high risk of violating U.S. law. State was joined on the advisory by the Department of Labor and the U.S. Trade Representative, showing broad cooperation on the issue across the U.S. government. More on that story and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com, and also with our mobile app. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.